Decades of scandal have rocked the Catholic Church, but their latest transgression could be their worst one yet. Hear why people around the world are especially worried after the Catholic Church today issued a really vague apology for God knows what this time. Oh, geez, well, that can't be good. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and the news is my shepherd, for there is nothing I shall want except for you to stay with us.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Sex, power, violence. These words make the Catholic Church seem way cooler than it actually is, but they also accurately convey the myriad of scandals the Church has been wrapped up in over the years. But now a new scandal has seemingly emerged, and it's one that is all the more haunting because of how vague the apology is. OPR's Vatican correspondent Marcy Hammond joins us now from Rome. Hello, Marcy.
Thanks, Leslie. It was a concerningly ambiguous statement for sure, with no specific deeds or victims mentioned amid the pleas of "forgive us" and "God have mercy." Experts have been left to speculate on what possible atrocity they could have committed this time. Here is just part of the Pope's statement.
We know it will take a long time to rebuild your trust. This is unconscionable, and there is nothing we can do to excuse it or make it better. We must simply face what we have done and ask for the Lord's forgiveness. Nothing like this will ever happen again, we promise you.
At that point, the Pope wept and fled the stage, claiming he, quote, needed to pray and repent for what had happened. Which, I mean, cannot be good, right?
Okay, but Marcy, there's really only one thing this could be about, right? I mean, it's the Catholic Church.
Well, that's what everyone first assumed, but they seem way more remorseful about what happened this time than they ever did about the pedophilia. Plus, take a listen to what else Pope Francis had to say once he composed himself.
We are made of sin, and we are imperfect, just as all human beings are. But I gotta say, this is really bad, even by our standards.
Even by our standards? Jesus. Well, the Pope does have several events scheduled for the next few days, including washing the feet of 100 poor women in Rome.
Christ, I don't even want to think about that.
And a papal symposium on the return of artifacts to third world countries. Perhaps he intends to clarify this apology in the future at one of these events?
No fucking idea, Leslie. But I would just brace yourself, because Pope Francis cited Matthew 18:22, which I just looked up, and it says we should forgive those who sin against us 70 times, 7 times.
What? What the fuck does that even mean?
Only makes us more terrifying, Leslie. Just listen to what happened when I tried to interview a member of the Vatican staff. Excuse me, sir, could you clarify the Pope's apology?
Please, we are all suffering. Can we not grieve in peace?
Grieve what? Are people dead? Is it financial corruption? What did the Pope mean by the cleansing light of God?
Santa Maria,
hey,
Madre
hey,
de Dios,
look me in the eyes. Say something. Stop that right now. Answer me, goddammit! What did you do?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I tried almost a dozen other members of the Vatican staff, and none of them would say a word to me. Not even the cleaning crew or the gift shop employees.
Well, I think I need to go home and check on my wife and kids, see if they're okay.
I've already bought a gun.
Thank you, Marcy. Tomorrow on OPR, learn what you can do to defend your home and your family from incursions by the Catholic Church. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
I've been trying to expand my understanding of other cultures, specifically by learning slang terms in other countries. For example, did you know that a duvet is called a duna in Australia? And that a duvet cover is called a duna cover in Australia? And sometimes, in Australia, they call a duvet a dundun. Like, here, you look a bit chilly, have some more dundun. Pretty remarkable. If you have any insight on other slang terms in foreign countries, let me know on social media, because my mind is ready and soft and malleable, like a doona. Now here's what else you need to know today. Amid a sharp increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the state, Kentucky health officials today are hoping to mitigate the spread and have introduced strict new die-at-home measures for the state's residents. Health officials were hesitant to implement such strict death mandates, but insist that at this point there really is no other option. Opponents within the state legislature are vowing to fight the die-at-home measures, however, as they believe it goes against their constitutional freedom to kill themselves and others wherever they see fit. And despite some positive updates, there is still widespread skepticism over the coronavirus vaccines. But some former presidents are hoping to ease people's worries. In order to boost the American people's confidence in its safety, former President Barack Obama is today volunteering to inject himself with the vaccine, as well as eat a ghost pepper and get bitten by a tarantula live on his new YouTube channel. Sounds pretty sick. I'll have to subscribe to that. Not all former presidents are as confident in the COVID vaccine, however, as Jimmy Carter today announced that there's, quote, no way in hell I'm letting them put that thing in me. The 96-year-old former president went on to say that while he may be old, he ain't stupid, and that all those quacks can just, quote, go find someone else to stick with all those needles. Good for him. And that's the Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can subscribe to the Topical wherever our Lord had predetermined you get your podcast. It's all part of his plan. And you can also sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. You can even send me private messages right on the Patreon platform. It's kind of like podcast confession, but because I'm not a priest, I am allowed to tell everyone about your sins, so before you go confiding in me, just be warned. And tomorrow on the Topical, he's being called a rising star in the political world. We'll sit down with the aspiring politician who really hopes the government leaves some women's rights for him to go one day. It's a fascinating conversation, and you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow on The Topical.